Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we have a Millennial Money conversation with Handsome Ghost.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey there, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyle Thursday for Millennial Money. You know, I really love it when I come across a band or singer that I've never heard before, but then I become a really big fan. Well, this week is such the case as we speak with Boston-based singer-songwriter Tim Noyes from Handsome Ghost. Since releasing their first demo in 2014, Handsome Ghost have racked up over 44 million plays on Spotify with two EPs. The band just hit the road for headlining dates of their own, and they are working on their first full-length album that is due out later this fall. I think you're going to really enjoy this conversation with this laid-back singer as we talk about their indie pop sound, as I hold up air quotes, recording their new album, which will be out later this fall, which you want to check out, and to see if his beloved Boston Celtics, who are currently in the playoffs, make it all the way to the NBA Finals this year.
So thanks for coming on the show, Tim. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to chat for a bit.
Awesome. So I read that you have described Handsome Ghost sound as indie pop music. What musical influences did you have growing up that kind of made you want to go in that direction?
I think when I was growing up, I was more into the kind of like folk singer-songwriter, mm-hmm. Singer-songwriter acts. And then when I actually started a folk band, I started to hear some stuff that I was just really fascinated by. I think it started with Postal Service, but later on, 2010, 2011, something like that, the kind of electronic production, et cetera, became more prevalent, and I was just really fascinated. So I was playing in this folk band and like secretly listening to like electronic albums and wanting to right. do that. So when that band ended, I just figured I'd give it a shot with Handsome Ghost and, just started working on, some different sounding songs, mm-hmm. experimenting a little bit and not worrying about rules or traditions or anything like that.
Right. How did you actually get into to singing and playing music?
I did it in my dorm room, so like by myself. I would never ever dare to play in front of anyone. right. And I moved to New York right after college to be a teacher, and I just started doing open mics with no expectation, and it went over pretty well. People seemed to like. People were very encouraging, so I stuck with it, and it just like slowly turned into, a more of a realistic profession.
Right.
And kind of going for it.
And so you're from Boston, and you actually have a gig in Boston tonight, right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, it's easy drive today. It's nice.
It's nice. That's a good gig. Well, how did growing up in Boston influence your musical taste?
I mean, like, I just got called out for this, like, two nights ago, so I should be clear. Like, I didn't grow up in the city of Boston. I grew up in kind of suburbs surrounding Boston.
Sure.
I feel like sometimes you
right.
complain.
Right, they challenge you. Know what I mean? But, right, exactly.
Right. Like, literally, just happened the other night, so I'm on edge about it. But
that's funny.
I didn't really other than being a music fan and listening very intently to music, in high school and before high school, I really didn't get into the scene at all because I didn't learn how to play guitar until I was like 19 years old. So I was kind of a late bloomer in that respect. So the city, I'm really just like getting to know the music scene in Boston now as we play it more and more. But in, like New York, just because I lived there while I was attempting to start a music career, probably had more influence on the music itself. But now that I live here, I'm back. I'm like readjusting and like recommitting to Boston.
Right, right. Well, where did you come up with the name Handsome Ghost?
It started as a joke, because. When I started the band, I was putting all these ridiculous effects on the vocals, like way out of control and not tasteful. One of the guys I was working with at the time was like, oh, you sound like a ghost. And I said, if it's a ghost, it's a handsome ghost because I'm very vain and have a massive ego. I liked it. And I thought it fit the sound nicely. Mm-hmm. And, I thought the last band I was in, we picked the absolute worst band name you could ever pick. So I just wanted to make sure with my second band now that I just picked something that, fit the sound and wasn't going to like turn you off to the music immediately upon hearing it.
Right, right. It catches people's attention and go, oh, that's kind of a cool name. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think people like it. And it's not really supposed to be like, honestly, like it's not supposed to be a vein. Like I'm not supposed to be the handsome ghost.
right, right.
It's just the name of the music.
Right, right.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
Well, you guys have released a couple of EPs the last couple of years, and you have some growing success. What does it feel like when you guys play live shows that people are actually singing your song?
I mean, it's great. Like, that's the best feeling, honestly. I think if I hear or see someone singing one of the songs, or if someone comes up to me after a show and shares how a song has, how they've connected with one of the songs or whatever it is, that's the best feeling. I mean, there's so much garbage that goes into playing music for a living. I mean, that's the same with any career. I'm not like, oh, woe is me. But you know, there are a lot of difficult, it's not the easiest way to make a living, is what I'll say. But it's completely worth it for moments like that. Like, that sounds kind of cheesy, but it's absolutely true. Like, you start writing songs because you love writing songs and you want to share them with people, and it's at those moments where it feels like simple and right, and it just makes everything make sense.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Are you a songwriter that kind of needs to go away and crank stuff out, or are you always kind of writing?
I'm more of a crank stuff out guy. I don't write very often, but when I do, I just do like, you know, whatever, 10, 12, 15 songs at a time. And then I stopped for a while. I'm actually due to start writing again here soon. I feel like it's like the clock is ticking. I don't necessarily need to go away, but it is nice to have, you know, to be free of obligations. And I do like to try to have as much time to myself, just try to capitalize when I'm feeling it, you know. and kind of get out as much as I can because I don't know when it's going to stop.
Right. Right.
You know, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And you guys are currently working on a new album right now, a full-length album. How's that going, and what's the album kind of about?
It's going well. It's getting really close. We've been working on it for a while now. I would say it's, you know, entering the finish line. We're putting the final touches on it. And it's kind of just a return to the basics for me. I think, you know, I kind of swerved a little bit in the last year or so in my writing, and I think I kind of got away from what I do best, which is just pure honesty. Don't worry about anything other than the song. I don't know. I think I was thinking a little bit too much about the career, if you will, and which I didn't realize it at the time, but I think looking back, so the album has been a nice opportunity to just kind of reset, remember why I'm in this band in the first place, and just write the songs I want to write, and if people like them, great, and if they don't, then, you know, so be it. I can't really change that.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I think it takes so much to these days to kind of really get your career going, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I still haven't figured it out. I'm learning more, but I don't know. Like, I don't have the blueprint. But I know that I've had the most success when I've been the most genuine. I think it's really easy. I think it's easy to, you know, to stray a little bit from who you are, you know, try to do what you think people are going to connect to. And I think that was a mistake on my part. You know, the album doesn't have like necessarily one theme, but I think if I was going to pick one thing that connects everything, it's just songs that are most important to me and, you know, just as personal as possible, you know, without being like to an extent, but, you know, just things when I can listen back and be like, okay, I know exactly where I was when I wrote that song. I know exactly what or who it's about. And it's just for me. And then if I share it and people like it, great. But, you know, there's nothing contrived about it. And I think that's what we're focusing on for the album.
Right. Do you guys have a release date yet?
We don't have an exact date. It will be early fall, September, October. But the music is just about done. There's, you know, there's all the kind of behind the scenes stuff that needs to get figured out. But yeah, we're shooting for September, October.
Right. So you mentioned you have a gig tonight too. Do you have any rituals before you go on stage that you've kind of picked up through the years?
I guess that's a good question. I like that one. I don't have any rituals. I'm like, I'm not like trained in any way. So I'm kind of learning on the fly, but I started warming up for the first time. Like, I saw, either my bandmates or like the band that we were playing with. I saw singers, oh, I should warm up.
right, right.
So I did it for like a few days and I feel like I was worse. So my only ritual right now is that I don't warm up. I just kind of like get out there and see how it goes. We do a little like, you know, we do like a cute little cheer too, you know?
Right. Right.
Go get them kind of thing.
Yeah. A little bonding kind of thing.
Little bonding, you know? But no, nothing like, I'm not super superstitious or anything like that. So nothing like that.
When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial.
Well, you guys opened for Melanie Martinez last year, and you also have some headliner gigs of your own. What's the difference between playing, you know, opening for somebody and then having your own headlining gig?
I mean, this is our first real, we're starting our first, like, true headline tour today. Mm-hmm. We did do, like, kind of a brief run this winter just to kind of see how it tests the waters a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's really entirely different. I mean, the opening shows are great, and we were really fortunate to be invited on that tour and a couple mm-hmm. other ones. But, you know, it's a short set, and you play to people who may or may not be interested in hearing an opening act. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like we've always gotten a pretty good response. Like, we've never been, like, heckled or anything. But, you know, even from these few shows that we've played as a headlining act, it's just, like, you know that the people are there because they want to hear your song. There's just a completely different energy and feel to the night. And you just run the night on your own terms for the most part, which is really just, like, just such a nice shift where you can kind of, you know, you're not kind of beholden to anyone else. And as mm-hmm. thoughtful, as great as the bands that we've played with have been to us, you know, you still got to work around their schedule,
which is
fine.
So
I'm excited. I'm optimistic that this is a 16-show run that we're about to embark mm-hmm. on. I'm really optimistic they're going to go well. We have a band opening for us that I love and I know forever called Francis Cohn. So I think it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, you can totally be discovered, too, when you're an opening act, too. I mean, obviously, some of the biggest names have opened, too, but it also becomes a different challenge when you guys are kind of on your own as well, too.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I think you do. I think you gain, you gain a lot of exposure as an opening act. And yeah, you can be discovered or whatever you want to call it. It's also just a very organic way to build
yeah.
fans. Like
yeah.
we've seen them come back now and you just know that they're invested in the music and they want to support you. You talk to them, like, you know, you shake their hand or chat for a minute.
Yeah.
Get to know them. You know, the internet stuff, I feel like a grumpy guy. The internet stuff is harder because you just don't know. You don't know if people are really connecting. Like,
sure.
When you actually meet them, you can just see it. And The opening dates have been really helpful in that, because we meet people and then they come back. It's really nice.
Right. Do you think it's with so many different, outlets to release music these days, do you think it's become easier as a musician, or maybe even a little bit harder, kind of how you mentioned there, you're not sure if people are responding or not?
I think it's easier to get to step one, because, it's just, you can make the music at home and then it's easy to get it up on whatever outlet you want. So I think it is easier to be heard, but I think, I'm not the first guy to have this idea, but just because there are so many acts out there now, I think it's harder to get to step two. So I think it's great. And I would rather be able to, I like it better this way. Sometimes I'm like, what if I was a band in the 80s? What would happen? But I prefer it this way, just because, it is more competitive, but the fact that you have a voice is just comforting.
Right, right. What other music are you listening to these days?
I just made a bunch of playlists, actually. I had this idea to, kids, or not kids, people will drive sometimes pretty good distance to come to these shows.
Yeah, sure.
So I was like, if you're driving away, I'll make you a playlist. I'll make
That's
you
great.
My playlist. Yeah. So I was going through all my whatever current music and just kind of putting lists together. The last thing I was listening to was Maggie Rogers, her EP. I'm really into that. And then we were about to dig into the new Sylvan Esso album. I'm excited about, but I realized from those playlists that my number one musical influence is 2011, 2012, kind of electro, whatever you want to call it. There's this band called Geographer. I don't know if you've heard of them. I think it's a San Francisco band. But I have no idea how big or how small that band is, but they just stick with me. Just the EP that kind of really, that I connected with, and that initially made me want to kind of shift from, folk to whatever Handsome Ghost is. I just kind of keep going back to those albums, just because I feel like they were so influential at the time.
Right.
But I do a lot of folk stuff still too. I'm a huge Elliott Smith fan. He's my number one. Ben Gibbard, Def Cat for Cutie. I'm pretty loyal. I don't bounce around too much.
Well, those are good choices. So.
Yeah.
Except for Elliot's not putting out any new music anytime soon.
He is not. He is not, unfortunately. Luckily, he has a very large catalog.
Yeah, exactly. And they just released some rare cuts too recently.
Yeah, I just actually watched the documentary that came out. I think it's about a year old now, but I saw that.
Yeah.
His albums. We don't need to get into Elliot Smith. I'll talk for hours. But his albums are all so different that, depending on what kind of mood I'm in, I feel like he's gonna fill that. His later stuff is a little heavier, and the last album's super psych. And then the earlier stuff is just really intimate, and I don't know, he fills a lot of need for me.
Right, right. So last question I have for you. So you're a big Boston fan, and your Celtics have made it into the second round of the playoffs. Do you think this Celtic team have a chance to actually win it all and take down LeBron or anybody?
I want to say yes. I'm going to say yes. Anything can happen. I was extremely disappointed when they were down initially 2-0 to Chicago, but Chicago. Very resilient comeback. Look good in game one against the Wizards. I think I'll say this. I think they will push Cleveland to a game seven. Mm-hmm. And that, I'd like to see them win, but I will take that. I feel like that's a big step forward.
Right. Exactly. That would be pretty good young team like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They've been putting it together. I'm a big, big fan of Brad Stevens, too. I feel like he's done a really great job with the team.
Yeah. So where can we find Handsome Ghost music and your website?
The website is handsomestghost.com because handsomeghost.com was taken. You can find the music, I guess the most common place would be Spotify. But we're anywhere, however you listen, iTunes, Apple Music, whatever it is, you can find us there.
All this pavement pounds, but you're a